What would you call the stuff, the insides of a hog that were edible?
Intestines.
Intestines, okay.
Then you see the intestines, now there's beef portion that people eat there. That's what we call it, chillings, and I don't know where the word chilling come in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it's a chilling, it's there very washed and cleansed. Some people like them very well. They go good in gumbo. I told somebody to say, yeah, they tried. They take some clean chilling that they got them from the market.
Yeah.
And so they just brings that gumbo out. It has a good taste, just as strong as ham.
Okay. And the stuff you stuff in sausage, did you have a different word for that? Did you have a word for that?
Well, it's say ground meat.
Part of the hog.
Yeah, well, it's ground.
Okay, that was the intestines, right?
What you put your meat in to make it, that's called casings.
Yeah.
It's a thin gut, you see, but it's called casings.
Okay.
Then you can put anything you want in it, ground beef or ground pork, or put crab meat in there if you want it. Into the casing, see?
Mm-hmm. You know where the casing came from? What would they?
How'd you get?
Oh, okay. Now about the some of the sounds you'd use to make animals go one way or another or do something. For example, when you were feeding a calf, what would you say to them? Do you have a word for that?
When calling them? He's got the first name.
Yeah, when you were calling him.
He's got to be learned his name. Mimi? He used to say Mimi.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, probably that's not his name. It might be say Tommy. He could be called Tommy, whatever you call him. But Mimi goes for all cats, male and female.
Cattle. What if you had a bunch of cattle and you couldn't use all their names? What would you say? Do you have a word?
Well, as a rule, you use oxen, you give them names, but like your milk cows, even unless you just want to give it to her, but your oxen, you drive him,
uh-huh.
And he don't have no guidance on him, no more than your whip that you use to drive him with,
uh-huh.
And G-O and haw and like that.
Yeah.
He's got to learn that.
Okay. But a calf, a bunch of cows out in the field, when you call them in, what would you say? Would you have something for that?
You got a bunch there now. You have one, two, probably you got a name for, you give them a name, but you got a bunch out there, I don't know if you got.
Well, could you tell me some of them?
Well, whatever name you give them.
Well, say you had a bunch of them, and they didn't have all them.
Oh, you call them a herd. Herd of cows.
Yeah, but if you were calling them in to come in, if you were saying this to the cattle.
To come into the barn somewhere?
Yeah, huh?
I don't know. If they used to be in milk, you ain't got to call them. They come up.
Okay.
If they used to be in milk, you don't have to call them at a certain time. That's one thing about a cow.